Did you notice this? Yesterday, listen to this. This is a tweet from Donald J. Trump. Join me in Mannheim, Pennsylvania on Saturday at 7 p.m. You know, hashtag Trump rally tickets. Great. Perfect. Then I thought this was great. That was at 1:16 p.m. This was at 12:05 p.m. A little earlier, he said, my condolences to those involved in today's horrible accident in New Jersey. And my deepest gratitude to all of the amazing first responders. Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect. Very nice. Presidential. It's great. Then this one, later on in the afternoon, 3:34. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, New Hampshire. I'll be back soon. Hashtag follow the money, speech, transcript, things like that. Good. Candidate, right on target, okay? But then, well, no, this isn't bad. While Hillary profits off the rigged system, I am fighting for you. Remember the simple phrase, hashtag follow the money. Okay. All right. And then we got the little attack on CNN. Wow, did you see how badly CNN, Clinton News Network, is doing in the ratings with people like Don Lemon, who could expect any more? Okay. So, yeah, started going a little off the rails, but not too bad. But then in the middle of the night, things started to happen, Tyson.
Like how late?
Oh, this was starting like after midnight, 1:20 a.m. So because he started to, you know, he was very presidential in that, but I think as the staff started to leave him, and as he started to be a little more alone, but then in the middle of the night, and we acquired this recording, and we found out kind of what the staff worries about and what happens. Listen to this. We got this kind of clandestinely. Here we go.
Is the chief asleep?
He's all tucked in. I think we're good till morning.
Did you get his cell phone? We were able to send out some fairly lucid and even sensitive tweets earlier today, and we don't want him going rogue.
I wasn't able to confiscate the phone. The chief slipped it under his pillow. But he's dead to the world. He's in his favorite dollar sign jammies. I think we're safe for a few hours.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's even snoring.
That might just be a faulty microphone.
Take it easy. I think we're good. Let's get a little rest ourselves.
I'm still nervous. I think we need to buy a motion detector and a shock collar.
Well, it would be money well spent. I'm gonna tuck myself in with some Mexican Oreos and milk.
So they thought he was asleep. Sounds like he's asleep. But apparently he wasn't. Apparently, he started texting.
Oh, no.
I know. And
he had full control of his own Twitter again.
Sending out tweets. Yeah, right. There went one right here. And that's probably this one. Yeah, there went another one. Anytime you see a story about me or my campaign saying sources said, do not, capitalized, believe it. There are no sources. They are just made up lies. Then at 3:14 in the morning, I'm not making this up. 3:14. Wow. Crooked Hillary has duped and used my worst Miss Universe. Hillary floated her as an angel without checking her past, which is terrible. This is 3:15 in the morning. 14, I want to be accurate. 3:14 in the morning. And apparently this is really under his skin here. All of a sudden, he's up in the middle of the night.
He can't sleep because he's thinking about
it. He can't sleep because he's thinking about Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Okay. Using Alisa M. in the debate as a paragon of virtue just shows that crooked Hillary suffers from, capitalized, bad judgment. Hillary was set up by a con. That was at 3:19. Then at 3:30 in the morning,
it's
Donald,
like every 5 minutes.
I know. He's it's like all of a sudden, you know,
just can't let it go.
And his staff is in there all asleep and eating the Mexican Oreos and milk.
Right. And he's pacing in his dollar
and
jammies.
And he's pacing in his dollar jammies. I think they're flannel, by the way. I don't think they have a trap door in the back, but you never know. Did crooked Hillary, this is 3:30, did crooked Hillary help disgusting, check out sex tapes and past, Alisa M. become a U.S. citizen so she could use her in the debate? Oh, so in other words, the Clintons made her a citizen so they could, you know, I have no doubt. Then at 6:50 in the morning,
you know, so he at least got a few hours sleep.
Got it, maybe between 3:30 and 6:50. He's probably up brushing his teeth. And he said, remember, this is capitalized. No, this isn't capitalized, but it's bold. Remember, don't believe sources said by the very dishonest media. If they don't name the sources don't exist. So in the middle of the night, all of this transpired. And I'm sure, and his staff this morning is going,
They're just reeling.
They're just reeling.
Figure going, out what to do now.
I thought you said he was tucked in. I thought you said that he was... Holy cow.
I love those every 5 minutes.
I know. Every 5 minutes, he's just obsessing about this former beauty queen who, oh, my goodness.